Item 24, from the Director of Benefits, Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to execute a three-year contract with the Juxell Group in amounts not to exceed $25,000 in 2014, $20,000 in 2015, and $20,000 in 2016 for ongoing programming of the Vitech pension system for the period effective May 1, 2014 through May 31, 2016, and requesting a waiver of Section 56.30 sub 9 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances in order to pay invoices for work completed by the Juxell Group prior to approval of the contract.
Hello.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, thank you. This item is very similar to the contract issue that we had for Buck in the last cycle, where we have programming costs for the retiree medical program that's embedded in the pension software system, and we have to pay for maintenance and reprogramming of that software. It was brought to my attention towards the end of last year that these bills have not been tracked separately by the Juxell Group and they've been going through the pension system. I agreed that that's not an appropriate use of the pension funds. So we requested that the bills in 2014 begin to be tracked separately so we could identify what they are and pay for county services with county funds, pension services with pension funds. The first bills for that would have came in December of 2014. That's related to the programming for the 2015 open enrollment. What we're doing is basically writing a parallel contract to the Juxell contract with ERS. That would enable us to pay them to do those same services on programming. Okay. I'd be happy to address any questions.
Thank you. Supervisor Mayo, move to that.
Correct.
Are there any questions on item 24? Supervisor Jersey.
I know IMSD is, they're trying to figure out how to get rid of that mainframe, and we can have Haas tell us all about that, but I think the way they're doing it is they're trying to back out all of those different systems that they rely on. And I guess the question here is this one of the things we're trying to back out of that mainframe so it can move forward with a much more responsive computer programming in the county?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is a completely separate issue. This is programming for the Vitech pension system. So our choices are either to pay a much higher rate to Vitech themselves to reprogram it or pay a reduced rate to the Juxell Group for the same programming. It wouldn't have anything to do with the mainframe platform.
Oh, it's not on the mainframe?
It's not, no.
So just totally
it's
wrong.
It's a hosted system.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Motion is for adoption.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Weddle?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 nos. The motion that item number 24 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Thank you. Item 25.
Item 25 from the Director of Benefits, Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to purchase a stop-loss insurance policy from United Healthcare for coverage of Milwaukee County and Milwaukee County Transit Systems medical insurance plans effective January 1, 2015 through December 31, 2015, and requesting a waiver of Section 56.30 sub 9 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances, allowing the policy to take effect January 1, 2015.
Mr. Chairman, this item is